about our posture for prayer. I have been impressed over many years as I read my Bible by all of the Bible stories that mention falling down with faces to the ground. I began recording them every time I read my Bible through and collected 80 verses. I found that there were different reasons for doing this. By far, and most often, this posture was taken as a sign of respect, reverence, or honor. Other times it was taken in worship. Other times in intercession and thanksgiving. And lastly, in repentance. There are so many examples and verses to read, so I will just give you a sample of these four categories. First, in respect, honor, and reverence. In Genesis, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations." Later on in Genesis, "Now Joseph was the governor of the land, the person who sold grain to all its people. So when Joseph's brothers arrived, they bowed down to him with their faces to the ground." In Joshua, when Joshua had crossed the Jordan with the Israelites, "Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and said, 'Are you for us or for our enemies?' 'Neither,' he replied, 'but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.' Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, 'What message does my Lord have for his servant?' The commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy.' And Joshua did so." Secondly, in worship. In Exodus 34, Moses is receiving the Ten Commandments the second time. God passes in front of him, proclaiming his love and forgiveness, and Moses made haste to bow low toward the earth and worship. In 2 Chronicles, Jehoshaphat hears of a great army coming against them. He cries out to the Lord, and the Lord answers and tells them not to fear, but that he will fight for them. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. In Nehemiah, Ezra the priest calls the people to repentance before they rebuild the wall. As he opened the book of the law to read to them, all the people stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. In Matthew, the Magi, following the star to find Jesus, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Thirdly, in intercession and petition. In Matthew, we read about our Lord Jesus agonizing in the garden in prayer to the Heavenly Father. He fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." In Luke 5:12, the leper that came to Jesus. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Moses and Aaron, numbers of times when the Israelites rebelled against them. When Korah had gathered all his followers in opposition to them at the entrance to the tent of meeting, the glory of the Lord appeared to the entire assembly. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Separate yourselves from this assembly, so I can put an end to them at once." But Moses and Aaron fell face down and cried out, "Oh God, the God who gives breath to all living things, will you be angry with the entire assembly when only one man sins?" Fourthly, in repentance. Joshua, when Israel was defeated at Ai, Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there till evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, sovereign Lord, why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan to deliver them into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. Pardon your servant, Lord. What can I say now that Israel has been routed by its enemies?" And in Ezra, at the evening sacrifice, I rose from my self-abasement with my tunic and cloak torn, and fell on my knees with my hands spread out to the Lord my God and prayed, "I am too ashamed and disgraced, my God, to lift up my face to you, because our sins are higher than our heads, and our guilt has reached to the heavens." So, you could say that falling prostrate is a cultural practice that is no longer practiced. The way we worship in churches does not lend itself to falling prostrate either. Interesting that mosques usually have wide open spaces for their converts to kneel face down in prayer. Sadly, they are not praying to the true God, the maker of heaven and earth. Collecting all these verses through the years has impressed upon me the importance of great reverence and awe in worship. Think of it. When we pray, we are entering the throne room of our Almighty God and Jesus at his right hand. In Revelation, the Apostle John saw such wonderful, awesome things that he fell down as though dead. He wrote about the throne room of God. "Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, 'You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.'" Father, we humbly pray that you will make us more aware of you and how great you are. I pray that we would sometimes find and take the opportunity in our times of worship to fall on our faces before you.